taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Dr. John McDonald, an OBGYN at University Medical Center, about pregnancy and COVID-19 vaccines. Let's listen as Dr. McDonald offers some guidance to expectant mothers who might be wondering if they should get a vaccine. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome back to Health Matters. Dr. John McDonald is our guest today. As you may know from previous segments, he is an OBGYN physician and the interim dean of that department at UMC here at the University of Alabama. It's always good to see you, Dr. McDonald. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Mark.
When you first heard about COVID last year, I know besides thinking about the virus and how it affects everyone, you must have initially thought about women.
Yes.
Who are in pregnancy or wanting to be pregnancy, and how is this going to affect them? Give us your general thoughts of weighing the scariness of COVID for your patients.
When COVID originally came on the scene around March, unfortunately, we didn't have long to ponder it. We had several women come into the hospital that got really, really sick and had to be on the ventilator. And that was not unexpected, because we know from past experiences with the flu, for example, that women that are pregnant can sometimes be immunosuppressed, and so they're more susceptible to all the viruses that are around. And so we learned really quickly that coronavirus was probably going to take a toll on pregnant women.
So as time has gone on, you didn't want your pregnant patients or those who wanted to become pregnant to get the flu, but now you had this whole new virus without even knowing how it was going to be affected, without knowing when a vaccine might come. Now that vaccines are out there, I'll get to the point of this, the main point of this segment. What are you telling your patients, your women, especially those pregnant now, what to do and what to think about when it comes to the vaccines that are available now?
We would unequivocally advise our ladies that are pregnant to get the vaccine. The issues that we are encountering, though, is that there are no trials, there's no data related to the administration of the vaccine and how it might affect the pregnancy itself, as well as other issues with the mother. And that is the major factor that we're encountering in the reluctance of people getting the vaccine, is the lack of data.
And also, most of your patients, I would think, are in an age group where they may not be one of the first people to get the vaccine. They may not be eligible yet.
They're not.
But whether it's first trimester or later in the pregnancy, with the knowledge you have today, you say, let's not risk getting COVID while you're carrying this baby. Get the vaccine whenever you're eligible.
I would. That is our recommendation, to get the vaccine as soon as it is available. If you are pregnant, because it will definitely help if you were to be exposed to the virus. You do not want to be in a situation where you get extremely sick with COVID and you are pregnant.
When my wife was pregnant with our two children, she had sickness that didn't seem too bad, but that was not too bad to me.
Yes.
I wasn't the one that was sick. But if she had gotten the flu during that time, that would have been scary and awful for her. Do you also recommend the flu vaccine? And they can get that anytime. Do you recommend that before pregnancy, if possible?
Yes, we routinely, starting in September each year, offer the flu vaccine to our pregnant ladies, mm-hmm. and most do get it. And as soon as the vaccine becomes available in the age groups, we're going to start offering it to our pregnant ladies also. With one caveat, you have to, I think, if you get the COVID vaccine, they are asking that you have not received any other vaccine within 2 weeks.
Yes.
So trying to give both of those together is probably going to be a little problematic currently.
And as we talk today, do you even have pregnant women as patients who have received at least one or both of the COVID vaccines for whatever qualifications they may have had? Because it's really pretty early.
I have not yet seen anyone in our practice that's received the vaccine.
But yet. Your advice stays the same as it was two questions back. If they're available and can get it and qualified, go ahead and get it.
I would absolutely get the vaccine.
Very good. How has COVID, this is the last question I'll ask you on this subject, how has COVID affected your practice. It makes it even more difficult just to see women for their routine checkup, and you have to install all kinds of safety measures.
Currently at University Medical Center, we have a screening process. We screen people at the door. We ask a series of questions about exposure as well as take their temperature before they're even allowed access into the clinic. We have had, however, instances where patients with COVID have gotten through the screening process. We've had patients show up at the hospital when they've just been seen in the clinic and have COVID. So at the end of the day, wear your mask, practice social distancing. Those still are two of the most effective things you can do at this point.
I'll point out for those wondering, we're about 10 feet apart. We have our mask on until we record, because we hear from folks going, "Now you're telling me to wear a mask, but I don't see them with one." We're not near each other.
I have my mask right here.
Yours will go right back on afterwards. Well, best of luck to you and your staff, nurses, everybody, as you continue to deal with all important, in my mind, women who are wanting to have babies, trying to keep them healthy. And I hope we get through this COVID period without them being affected greatly. Dr. McDonald, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.